Shachayim, Shardalad, Perak, Yud, Tess, Achain. Achain. Milachain. I agree. There was one guy here who got a job, and the day he went to get to his job, he brought bagels for everybody. Remember? Hillel was his name. I don't know, Barrow also had a job. I don't know if he brought bagels. There was a guy named Hillel. Hillel. Milachain.
Sloan also got a job after.
Who's the banker?
Yeah. Yeah. But again, Gam Mizeh Tam Amru, Gam Mizeh Tam Amru, to Kuchabrichu Vareis Echad. That's in the meaning that Hashem and the Torah is one. Right, we're talking about how the whole Torah is names of Hashem. Right? Like the Ramban explains. And that's in the meaning that the Torah and the Ribbono Shel Olam are one. Ki hu shmei chadu, because in the shame of Hashem, Shem of Hashem describes in some aspect what Hashem, not the Etzem of Hashem, because we can never understand the Etzem of Hashem, but describes in some aspect at least how Hashem relates to us, relates to this world. The whole Torah is one long name of Hashem. Shema Kadijah the Kuchabichu Mamish. Zakal Chukei Demand Zachiba. Ah, so go to the Hebrew. Ashrei Chalko Shemish Zachiba. Shemish zochah b'Torah, zochah b'Shemaya Kodesh Mamish. If you zochah to Torah, to understand the Torah, to put your head into the Torah, so it's you're taking to yourself the Shem of Hashem Mamish. Rabbi Yosi Amar, Kodesh Baruch Hu Mamish zochah. He zochah in Hashem, ki hu Shemay Echadu. But lechein amav tana b'liyo, shekol mi she'oysa meriva al Talmid Chacham, ki lo oysa meriva al mish'amav haya olam. A person that makes a fight with the Talmid Chacham, it's like he's making a fight with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Shneimar hu dosan rabirim, batzoyis mal Hashem. Dosan rabirim came to fight against Moshe Rabbeinu, but it calls them batzoyis mal Hashem. Lachin, because your adam bab b'shem Hashem, akol yireim mizdazim imenu. Kama shakosu v'roh kolam yarts ki shem Hashem nikar lecha v'yarum imeko. If a person comes with the name of Hashem on him, like it says, ki shem Hashem nikar lecha v'yarum imeko. The Gemara uses that as a drush on the Tefillin Shoresh, I think. No. You could strike fear into, right? I once heard a Maisa, I forgot what the Maisa was already, but it was something similar with the Vilna Gaon, that he was staying in an inn once, and the hotel, the inn owner heard he was, you know, heard there was a Jew staying there, and the Mamish came to like throw him out, and he was screaming and cursing. And before he got to the door, he's going to take him. And he opened the door, and the Vilna Gaon was sitting there in his talus and tefillin. And he just turned around, and as soon as he walked in, the Vilna Gaon turned around. The guy stopped in his tracks. And he's like, "What is a ghost?" And just walked out of the room quietly. Right? That's what it is. If the Shem Hashem is on a person, you know, and even. I think that the Gemara brings the drush on the Tefillin Shel Roish themselves. They have such a koyach. But a person has to be tapped in a real way. Like, oh, Parsha is Bolak, because it's really the Shem Hashem that's on him. And Melo, that's. Oh, Parsha is Bolak. Ta Chazi, we'll skip to the Hebrew. Boyre A. Kama Chavivim Heim, Oysam Oyskum Torah, Tanei Kodesh Baruch. How chaviv it is to Hashem, those that are learning Torah before Him. Shafilu bizman shadin Torah leboilam. V'nitin mishus lamashchis lahashchis. Even at a time where there's din and there's destruction, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzava Yisrael elu oizkim b'Torah. V'kach amal HaKadosh Baruch Hu ki tatsura al ira mishum shav v'nisei merabim boi v'atzava l'cha b'nei beisi. When you go to destroy a city, but there's very bad aveiros, I will tell you what to do with my b'nei bais. L'tashchiz it's Eitzah, don't destroy. Ah, it's dashing the whole thing. Because the Pasuk says, Pasuk is talking about Mechama, Kitotzer Eir, L'tashchiz it's Eitzah. It's a, right? That's what the Pasuk says. When you go and lay siege in a city, do not cut down the trees. Right? Ki Adam Eitzah saw that, the Pasuk. Where's that Pasuk? I don't know. Yeah, so he's dashing, the Chazar is dashing it over the Malach HaMavitz. The Malach HaMavitz is going to destroy a city. Hashem says to him, "Lotashlo zet eitzel. Don't cut down the trees. Zet tamen chacham shubir. Shu eitzel chaim, eitzel noisin penus. Es eitzel haynu oisel shenoisin eitzel levnei ayir. It's Eitzah means the water gives the Eitzah to the Bnei Ha'ir. He gives them counsel. And he shows them how to go. Yalkein Lutashkes, it's Eitzah. Lindoich Alav Gazin, to bring an axe to it. Da'alu Lindoich Alav Din, not to bring the sword against him. Ki Adam Eitzah Zen Nikra Adam Hanoide Lamalu Lamato. This person is the Adam, he's known in Shemaim and Oretz. When you go, they siege in the city, don't cut down the tree. The other mitzasada is the person that, and mitzasada that you're not going to be making war on the trees, right? That's an iser, and it's an iser. So it's darshening here on the Malach HaMamas. Don't cut down the eitzah of all the people. Vua ben Yaki mibnei palter in the Malko. He's a beloved son in the king's palace. Bnei hechol in the Malko. Asher loy levada v'shus desuna b'chol eis. The Chabiz begins the Malka Kadisha. He's given Rishus to go and look into the treasure houses of the Melech, which means the Chokhmah, the Torah, the Cholit Sha'arim, the Yoinim, Psuchim, and the gates are open to him, Kamamar Mzal. Kol Oisek, Betoy, Betoy, Doichak, Rabach, Bechanin, Oimer, Af, Ein, a Pargud, Ninu, Befonov. The Pargud, which is the separation between what's going on in Shemaim, what's going on in Oritz, even that's not locked before him. Shnema, Beli, Konif, Oid, Merecho. To look in the Ora Panimi, the Imke Rosin Ilon, the law to understand the Sodis and the secrets of the Torah, Kamashikosav, Omagad and Lloyd Rosi Torah. It's revealed to him the secrets of the Torah. Things that are hidden from people will be revealed to him. He'll understand things about the world, about how Hashem works. And no one else understands. And Medrash Tehillim. Wow. And Medrash Tehillim is when you test Omro Shmuel Shomar. Maka ani chutzay sa rakia. He says, I know all how everything works in the rakia. Rishmu al the rakia. But Shmuel go up to the rakia. El aidei shi yoga b'chachmasa shal Torah. Because he was miyageya in the chachma of Torah. He understood everything, even what's going on in Shemayim. Things which open up rooms in Shemayim, new understanding. Baruch HaMakom that he chose in the Divrei Chachamim and their Talmidim, Kshem Shem Yoshim in the Knesset, the Beis HaMedrash, Baruch HaMakom Shaponer Lehem, just like they sit in the Beis Knesset and Beis Medrash, and wherever they have room to sit, the Karin, the Shonu, the Shem Shemayim, and they sit and they learn, the Shem Shemayim, the Yira Bavavim, and they bring Yira into their hearts, Machzikin the Beitar Alpiyim, and they bring Torah to their mouths, Kamoy Kena Gadosh Baruch Hu Yoshim Kenegdim, the Baruch Hashem is sitting opposite them, Umagalim Soydas Atari Bafim Bavavim. And he's revealing to them the sages of the Torah in their hearts and in their mouths. It's not just, he was talking about the sages of the Torah, but to very simple people like us, even clear pshat can be called sages of the Torah. Even clear pshat can be called something that's hidden that you need to reveal, right? To really understand it with the clarity. And a person that's moisa nefesh to understand with the clarity, so the Bon Shem Mamash is giving it to him. It's not that he chaps it on his own. Is that he put in their shtadlus to understand it, and the Baruch Hashem gives it to him as a matana. You know the part, you know the Chiddush Rebbe's part, you got the matzasi tamin. You know the Gemara in Megillah, you got him a loy matzasi. The person says he was miyageya, and he didn't succeed in Torah, al tamin. Loy yagati, he was not miyageya and umatzasi, and he was successful, al tamin. It can't be. But you got him matzasi tamin. You got him matzasi. So the Chiddush Rebbe says, Kotzk Rebbe maybe said, that the Lashon's a little funny, because whenever, usually, you know, when Chazal used Lashon Metziah, it usually means something you happen to come across. Usually something you happen to find, not something you made a shtablis for. A metziah means you pick up a metziah on the street, you found a metziah.
Even like blue Mazda 5,
they're allowed to. Oh yeah, thank you. That's me. Yeah.
That's a light blue.
Yeah, you got the metzasi. Usually a metziah is something you happen to find. You found it, pick up a metziah on the street. It's something you stumble across. So what do you mean you got the metzasi? It's a wrong lashon. I should say yagati v'zachisi, yagati v'itzlachti. Well, I don't know what. It's a wrong lashon. It says no, because what does it mean, success in Torah? It means a person's miyageya to the full extent that he can be miyageya. The Moshem gives his mimatonah. So it's taka metziya. It's taka something that you didn't earn. In other words, it wasn't direct. You earned it, but you didn't earn it directly. You earned it by showing the Moshem you wanted it. Then he gave it to you on a silver platter. Every insight and understanding of the Torah is that way, because the Torah is something that's above our seichel, really, and the Baruch Hashem gives it over to us because we show we want it. So he's saying that's what it's saying over here, that what a person is miyageya to understand, the Baruch Hashem is megalit him, he gives it to him, right? Also the Medrash says that when Moshe made what up to Shemaim for Bam Yoyim and Bam Laila, he was learned it and forgot it and learned it and forgot it. He couldn't until finally the Baruch Hashem gave it to him in Matana. So the same thing, the Sfar Me'as, so why do you have to spend 40 days trying to get it? The Torah says, no, it's the same idea. It's to teach us that that's how Torah works. A person has to be Me'agaya to his ultimate, and then he receives it b'maton. The Bon Shem gives it. Okay, we'll stop here because I have to return from my car alarm.